بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. رمضان I'm sure most of us have taken maximum benefit of spending on the month of Ramadan, giving the best of it. May Allah accept our ibadah. And you must know Ramadan was for a purpose. That's why for a few days only. And the purpose is to create a greater and a close bond with Allah Ta'ala. The bond that was broken down before Ramadan, that bond has become very strong now. Very fortunate that person in the month of Ramadan that he exerted himself to ibadat most of the time, like recitation of the Quran, being very punctual in the masjids, trying to make himself have good qualities in him, trying to control his nafs, because that is the main purpose in fasting. Fasting brings about controlling of one's nafs. Before the nafs was controlling you, now you control your nafs. At the time you want to eat something, you're fasting, and Allah has shown you that you must go against your nafs. Today you control your nafs. Fasting taught you not to get angry. So when you got angry, you controlled your nafs, not get angry. Everything was showing us to show us that you now have a control over your nafs. Before your nafs was controlling you, that you should be vulgar with people, you should put your eyes to wrong places, you should hear the wrong things, your heart should go to wrong things. But in the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala showed you how to control your nafs. Allah Ta'ala chaining the rebellious shayateen that you could not blame, and see, it is now my nafs that I must control. Now this control of nafs for a few days will become so strong that it was not only for the month of Ramadan, but it is now going on for the next Ramadan. You must be a better person. That person is very, very fortunate who in the month of Ramadan did a lot of good deeds and tried to control himself not to do wrong things. Then after Ramadan, you must become even more stronger that I must not go near those sins again. Tell me something, if you have a friend with you, and you go and see him and you meet him, and you have a very good relationship with him, and he becomes so close to you, and after some time you leave him and you forget him, what that friend would think? He was so close to me and all of a sudden he left me. He feels so hurt about it. So that bond that you have to Allah Ta'ala, that you woke up in early part of mornings, which you should not do before, you woke up in early part of mornings, you crying in front of him, there was a bond between you and him. It's obvious that bond became so strong. Now it is wrong for a person after being so close to him, and day after Ramadan goes, you break all contacts with him. How unfair it is. That he who gives you everything, he gives you, provides you with everything the best. He's given you all the best to eat, he's given the best to wear, clothing to wear. The food that he gave you everything of the best. And then only for a little while you're born with him, he became so strong to that extent. What are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to break that bond? Are we supposed to show him that, yeah, only for a few days I have got contact with now and I leave you? When he does not leave us at all, how close we are supposed to be more now with him? The same condition that when Ramadan, although you cannot make that much ibadah because you're working and all that, but you have to have that bond that I did not commit those sins. I had good character in when in Ramadan. How can I leave all that? Was it just for someone 1-2 days? And then I will just leave him alone. That bond that you have, you came to the masjid for the namaz on time before everyone else. You were there before him, for everyone. And you were the last one to leave the masjid. Now how is it that you don't even come to visit the masjid anymore? What kind of people are we? Ramadan, is it not for that we must put ourselves more right? Unfortunately, it's sad to say that when a person goes for Hajj, the sign of his Hajj to be accepted is that after he comes back, he becomes a better person. And if he's not a better person, he becomes a worse person, that's a sign that his Hajj is not accepted. Allah will protect us. Amen. Likewise, a person in the month of Ramadan, he becomes so close to Allah Ta'ala that every namaz he should read, he opened the Quran,
That person never should open the Quran and say, open the Quran to listen to the Quran. That person never did namaz, but he should wait, sit down in the Tarawih, 20 rakats he joins. He makes sure he gets the whole Quran. All those things go to some of the sacrifice. After Ramadan, what is he supposed to do? He's supposed to show that I had so much of good qualities in me. Let that quality remain in me. Not that it must be that he must leave it out of me. That khuda na kare, Allah forbid, what I'm saying, that our ibadat that we make in Ramadan is not accepted. It's sad to say that. Allah has given us every for a thing for a reason. Remember one thing, Allah does not like us to keep us from keeping away from eating and drinking. He does not want anyone to suffer. This is not a suffering. This is a kind of a bond with him. That listen, at least now, this few days I've told you to become them. And look at Allah has how kind he is that the whole world perform one act at one time, it becomes so easy. So easy. So we have to understand that we have to believe that how good acts that we are doing in Ramadan, let it be, oh Allah, let it become istiqamah. Consistency in Islam is the greatest thing. You do a few things, few days, something, and there's no consistency, my dear friends, is very bad. If the whole year you read Quran, say, quarter part a day, every day, but continues to read the whole year, that is better than the person who did 10 part one day and leave the whole year. He rather read only quarter part, but every day he reads right till, and that is what you call consistency. We must have consistency. Allah loves consistency. No. That's why istiqamah, that sahabi, when he told Nabi Karim, give me an advice, but with a short one. He said, first taqim. Amantu billahi fastaqim. Bring your life in the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his commands and fastaqim. You must become firm on that. Whatever the beliefs are, they must follow the belief with istiqamah. That's the only thing he told him. And the sahabi said, we have something that was sufficient for me. So now we have to understand that Ramadan is gone. So many people waited for Ramadan. Before Ramadan came, they were gone. So many people in Ramadan waited for Eid to come, but Eid. So many people waited for mothers to wait for them, but they all go. We don't know who's going to go next. We have to learn now that at least Allah has given open our eyes, that given us the opportunity. Let us now put ourselves right. Put ourselves right. It must not be it is too late. Not people say tomorrow. Anything you think of tomorrow never happens. Never happens. If someone come and tell you to do a business tomorrow, why do you do it today? You make sure you do it today, you're not worried about tomorrow because you're concerned that I'll lose that business. When it came to business, the akhirat, why don't we have the same thing in us? A person says, read namaz, he says, I'll read tomorrow. Never tomorrow, never comes. If you say a person who do this good act, no, I'll read tomorrow. But you got money to go for Hajj, I'll read it next year. Coming years, coming, I never forget one incident. Haji Ibn Abdullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, one close friend of his, Hazrat told him, I'm taking you now for Hajj. I'm taking you now for Hajj. He said, Hazrat, you know, I'm not going now. He said, no, I'm taking you for Hajj. He went, came right to the port to visit Nasib. He somehow, he said, I don't want to go for Hajj. Somehow he made excuse not go. Right till the end, till he passed, he never went for Hajj at all. Remember one thing, whatever you can do today, do it today. Tomorrow never comes. If you start for Salah, do not say I'm less than tomorrow. Any a true friend, a friend who says start namaz today. If you're thinking tomorrow you don't keep fast, you'll never keep fast. If you say tomorrow I'm going to start my qaza namaz also is very important. You say, you know what, I've got enough time to read qaza namaz. But instead of reading qaza namaz, say, no, I'll read tomorrow never happens. Your qaza fast, the same thing too. Remember, start the thing straight away, whatever it is. And they say, I'm going to be tomorrow, never happens. Shaitan always tells this madam, now I'm going to let that tomorrow come. To delay in Tawbah, this half wasn't delayed. People delay in Tawbah this way. That they say, you know, I'll commit guna and make Tawbah. That Tawbah is delayed. And then when it's delayed, and thereafter, the time comes that he died without Tawbah. Azmallah mali father. However, today's madness is more on the purpose. What is our purpose in this world? Our purpose in the world is Allah. Our purpose in this world is Allah. There must be no other purpose. Whatever you do, you must have this purpose, I'm only doing Allah. There must be no other purpose at all.
In other words, one's intention must be very good. One's intention must be always, because remember, people's action is put from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala will say, this action of his, please turn away from me. Throw it away, I don't see it. Many people could be doing so much of good actions, but when he brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala said, throw it away, turn it away. Just imagine Allah that throw it away. Lot of people in namaz, they read namaz. When it goes up to Allah ta'ala, Allah says, throw it away. I don't see it. And many people who read namaz all the time, Allah ta'ala, when you come to faristas, say, Allah ta'ala said to faristas, that with this namaz, there are certain other acts which I want you to act in it, right in it. Do this act and that act, also add it in the actions. The faristas will say, Ya Allah, they did not do these acts. Did not act on it too. Say, I'm only giving to them the right intention of doing that. And that intention. This intention is how important it is. Then because of that, Allah has right his action in the deed too. He did not do that, but he had a good intention. So one's intention must always be correct. Whatever you do, your intention must be correct. There's four types of people, you know. One is that person who's got a lot of quality in him, a lot of wealth, a lot of knowledge too. But he uses the wealth in the correct way. And he uses knowledge in the correct way. He acts on his truth in the correct way. Now that person who's got the knowledge and he's got the wealth and used the correct way, another person does not have the knowledge. Does not have the knowledge, does not have the wealth. But he says in his heart, Ya Allah, if I had the wealth like this person, and if I had the knowledge like this person, well, I'll do the same thing. I'll do it the same thing. These two people are same. The person who had the knowledge and spent the wealth the correct way, and that person who did not have the knowledge and did not have the wealth, but his intention was, Ya Allah, if I had those things, I'll do the same. Allah does it similarly in the rewards. Just imagine our lives. Like if the person on the thing, well, Allah, I've got no money to go to Hajj. That person going for Hajj, Allah, how that person perform Hajj, I will also perform the same thing. By just making that kind of intention, when Allah wants you. Likewise, a person sees a person with a lot of wealth and knowledge, but he does not lose and use his knowledge in the correct way. He does not use the correct way. And his wealth too in the incorrect way, all the haram he's eating, all the wrongs he's doing. Another person does not have the knowledge and wealth, but he says, if I got the wealth, I'll do the same thing like this person. I'll do the same thing like this person. Then Allah Ta'ala says that these two people, as far as sin is concerned, are similar. Just imagine by just making that image. So our intentions must be very important. Our intentions must be very important. If our intentions are wrong, then everything is going to go wrong. Like just imagine the time of famine. That person said, Oh Allah, if this land's sand now turns into grain, I'll feed everyone. I'll feed everyone. By just making that intention, Allah Ta'ala sent a wahi to the Nabi of that time and told him that tell him that his intention, his reward, his charity is accepted. Without him giving to. Without him giving to. So how important it is that whatever we do, let us put our intention right, then only you come to know. Likewise, a person, he goes, you know, he borrows money, but his intention is not to pay back, which is happening to me very often now. And that person is a thief, he's a rogue. According to Sharia, he's a thief, a rogue. But his intention is not to pay back. I'm going to borrow money from someone, but my intention not to pay back. Then what? I'm surprised to say a lot of Muslims are doing that. They go with the intention of borrowing, but they're not intending to pay. Then that is not borrowing now, that is stealing. That is according to Sharia. Likewise, many others too, whatever they do, if they don't have the right intention, then you know this much that will be bad for them.
A person goes out in jihad. He goes out in jihad. If he's going out in jihad, he's supposed to have only one intention. What is intention? Is Allah Ta'ala must be happy with me. I'm dying for fighting for Allah. But if he goes with this intention that, you know, I'll become famous and I'll get all loot, the loot will come into me. All those intentions a person has in him, then he does not get anything. He lost everything. So how important is one person when he makes intentions of that kind, but he must make intention for the sake of Allah. Even namaz too, a person goes to namaz. He's going through a bad patch in the business. He thinks that, what must I do? Let me go to the masjid to read namaz. So he's going to read namaz, what for the purpose that, Ya Allah, if I go to read namaz, I get business, my business will come right. Now Allah decides thereafter. Very good. By him reading namaz, he achieved nothing at all. He achieved nothing. Because the moment when he gets the whatever he wants, thereafter he will leave the mosque also. The mosque is gone, namaz is gone. So intention is something which is very, very important at all times. Sometimes one act can lead to so many rewards. Just one act can lead to so many rewards. For example, if a person is coming to the masjid, he makes intention, because the most important thing when a person comes to the masjid, please listen to this very carefully. When you come to the masjid, if you have this intention that I'm going to make ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala, I'm making ziyarat of, in other words, I came to meet Allah Ta'ala. Now that person who has this in mind that I'm going to meet Allah Ta'ala, how will he walk? From the time he leaves his home, how will he walk? Now he's not concerned I'm going to meet Allah Ta'ala. It's obvious when you're going to meet Allah Ta'ala how you should be. First of all, you ask yourself this question, I'm not fit to meet Allah Ta'ala because I'm inwardly nafak and outwardly nafak too. But yet, go with this intention, I'm going to meet Allah Ta'ala. When you're walking in the street or you're driving in the car, because you've got your mind framed that I'm going to meet Allah Subhanahu, I'm going to meet Allah Ta'ala, you'll make sure that you control your eyes too. You make sure you control your ears too. You make sure you control your eyes, your heart too. The fear is this. It must not be when I go there, I'm contaminated. It does not want to look at me. Because any person who is very important, you're going to meet him, what do you do? You have to go so much of concern that he must not look at me with a bad eye. Allah Ta'ala, when you're going to look at him, it must be that he must make your ziyarat, that Allah Ta'ala looks forward to make your ziyarat too. Your ziyarat too. So a person with that intention go to the masjid, that's only one intention. But then you come to the masjid, say, Ya Allah, make intention of itikaf also. Make intention of itikaf. When you come to the masjid, make intention of itikaf. When you come to intention of itikaf, what will you do? You will not talk to anyone. You become a blind person, you become a deaf person, you become a dumb person. Because itikaf, when the person sits in itikaf, he's supposed to be deaf, blind and dumb. He's not supposed to talk to anyone. He's a visitor of Allah Ta'ala. That person who sits in itikaf, he's supposed to have the three qualities. So when your person who comes with that intention of itikaf, the second year came way to now, some reward, one more reward too. One is to make ziyarat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Second is this one, Ya Allah, I'm coming here. Then now you see, Ya Allah, I'm waiting for namaz. I'm making sabr, yeah. Then make some zikr. I'm making zikr also. So how many benefits is coming in one act? One action of so many. First of all, when you make the zikr, the intent of itikaf, you make sure you won't talk to anyone. Now you've caught, you're tied up. The third thing is this part, that you're tied up now, you make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Now so many benefits you're deriving. Then after that, if you walk out of the masjid or come in the masjid, while you walk into the masjid, one person you see, bichara him, forgot to read namaz. Why must think good of people? Must not think bad of people. Must think what? Good people. Now that person must think, hey, he did not read namaz. I think he forgot his namaz. Now when he sees you doing reading namaz too and he follows you, then you have taken him to the masjid also. So why are you taking him to the masjid, you amal bin maruf? So how many benefits you can get? How many benefits you can get? He comes to the masjid too. And now whatever he is doing there, who's in the benefits? Who's cashing in? Without any money, cashing in all the time. So whatever good deeds that person is doing all the time, you are cashing in, but you just walk past, Assalamu alaikum, this may salam, and you just by the way, he just came with it to the masjid, he never came to the masjid. And he, by him coming inside, he becomes a different person altogether. He becomes a better person. So what is happening to one act of yours? That's why they say, do not look down at anyone. Because if you look down at anyone, then you get no effect on anything. But if you don't look down, if you look down upon yourself, then you see how much effect it does. So just to make one, and the most important thing that you come to make namaz, the ziyarat, that you make Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that that person who comes to the masjid to make ziyarat Allah Ta'ala, he is so much honored Allah Ta'ala that it is beyond comprehension. How Allah Ta'ala honors you, but remember you must know how to honor Allah Ta'ala. You must remember when you come into the masjid, you must know that you came in the court of Allah. You must be so conscious now that I know the buzugan again, when they come. They come in so conditioned that they don't even look at anyone, the fear that I'm going to look at him, although he's looking at me. He's looking at me. They say, sit down one side, they do the work quietly. Would that they're looking at him and he's looking at them. You know, they are looking at him and he's looking at them. Who? Allah Ta'ala. So you and I must all the same thing. I'm coming to the masjid, I'm going to look at me and I'm going to look at him. Not to look at others and worry what this person got, what that person got. And what's happened to this person, that person happened. No. The fear must be that I came to make his ziyarat. He's looking at me, I'm looking at him. Just imagine. They're like you make a ziyarat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you go there, you must think that, you know, he's in front of you. He's making his ziyarat. How you stand in there? So these kind of things are very important. So making a takaf one side. The person come in the masjid, I'm just showing you all those things. What happens when a person comes to the masjid, if he has this kind of intentions, another person comes with you too, by you giving him some advice, what happens to him, the good deeds he can begin to do, then what benefit he derives from doing that. Then also this must remember, if the good is there, the bad also there. The good is there, the bad also there. So a person doing all the good deeds, one act brings about so many good deeds, one bad then brings so many bad deeds too. There's bad deeds. So you have to be very careful that in the masjid how you behave also. How you behave in the masjid. To behave in the masjid is very important. Some people bring small children with them, they're not realizing the children is not a playground. If the fathers want to bring the children, let them stand next to the child in the masjid, but not to make noise and jump and all that. If they do those kind of things, they shouldn't disrespect the house of Allah Ta'ala. The sanctity goes away. So like a person brushing his teeth, he can take the miswak and brush his teeth. I'm brushing my teeth. But the moment he says, I'm using the miswak because Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the miswak, then that becomes sunnah, ibadah. So just imagine simple things that you do would bring you what to show you this much that what intention can do to you. Intention can do. A person going for Hajj. He's going for Hajj because he's tired at home. His family is about giving him a hard time. His friend told, let's go for Hajj. He said, let's go away. He went for Hajj. What kind of Hajj is that now? Because he's tired at home, so he doesn't let me go for Hajj. So his friend said, let me go, then let's go. Right, let's go, man. Come on. So he went for Hajj. He went to Makkah. He performed Hajj. He got happy about it. But what was his intention? His intention was this much, that because I'm tired now, I'm in difference. Let's go. Even the people today, to hear to, hey, we're tired of this environment now. You know, a lot of things happening, we're very tired now, too long we stay. Now let's go to Makkah for Umrah. Now they're going for Umrah, you know, I'm tired, man. You know, I'm taking my tiredness out now. And they're going. You know, it's a different environment now. We're not going to point fingers at anyone, we got no right to do that. But I feel that they got that kind of belief and that intention too. And they go with that intention that, you know what, I'm tired now, I told my husband, let's go now for Umrah. Alright, they've gone for Umrah. But the purpose is what? The purpose intention was, I'm going to meet Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm going to meet Tawaf and I'm going to meet Allah Ta'ala's sake. Who's doing that? Intention is very important. Intention is important. Everyone, most of them you find today that they're doing that with that intention. That I want to go out and go. No, I'm tired now.
you know, the children give me a hard time at home, then let's go for a few days out for this going for Quran. That's only like one person told me, like, oh, you know, this today someone came to me, showing me something. He's telling me that I'm just going because another person is not feeling well, I'm going with that intention. But the intention was because Allah Ta'ala says, not with that intention. So how people don't understand the intentions. Intentions makes a person to understand what he's supposed to be doing. So whatever you do in the hadith, that person, like putting ittar is a very, very big thing. But the greatest thing for ittar is Allah must get happy. The greatest thing for ittar is Allah must be happy with me. I'm putting ittar for Allah Ta'ala. You're not in. Allah is Jamal, I want to be Jamal. See, I'm wearing my clothing, Allah must be happy. Yeah, if you keep your wife happy, nothing wrong. Your wife says, you know, I want to wear this kurta. Yeah, I'm going to wear that kurta. You don't want to wear it, you wear it. To keep her heart. That's also ibadah. But the Thani Rahmatullah Ali, one day he made his wife, you know, Pirana Sahiba, whole month of Ramadan. He was busy quietly, you know, secretly, so making one on waistcoat for him. Waistcoat. Whole month she took to make it. Well, no, there are no machines, they are not in hand. He made whole month he made. When she met him, they were ready. And he gave him a surprise. Hazrat, I bought this, I made this for you. And at the tongue, he said, what? How can I wear this? In his heart, he's thinking. But he told her, you know what you'll do? What do you expect me to wear this now? You know? She broke her heart straight away. Whole month of Ramadan, she's quietly making the thing, very nicely, everything. And so nice she made, she took the pain, everything, and hid and make, I want to surprise him. And she said, come into. What? What do you expect me to do? What the people will say? What I don't know, what will you say even? You tell your break heart straight away, bichari khalas. Yeah, he says, yeah, take. Bought that. I will wear it. And he put the thing on. And he went there to the Eidgah. When he went to the Eidgah, everyone is present there. Then one person to him, Hazrat, it doesn't suit you. It doesn't suit you. He said, no, it's true, it doesn't suit you. Now he took it out and gave it to you. He kept his wife happy too. He wore and went to the Eidgah. It didn't suit him, but he said, what? How important it is these things are. What you can understand, intention. You know, intention is like a dil ratna. Your intention to keep someone's heart, you know, just because, no, he said, these are the things which make you insan. These are things that make you insan. Where you must know how to save the situation. So everything has got intention. Like you go to namaz, ittar now, ittar. A person can say, you know, I want to convince people, you know, influence people, I'm a good mortar. So you put beautiful, expensive ittar, walk in the street everywhere, they say it's a mortar. He got no sabab for it. No sawab, he is very happy about it. Oh, you know, I'm a rich man, I've got ittar. Okay, you put that thing, what reward you got? What reward you got? You got no reward at all. You can say, yeah, I put on a day of Jummah, I put because the azmat of the day, or the sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. With all that, the greatest intention is, oh Allah, I'm being possessed. Allah, I'm being possessed. Allah must be happy. You put that thing, but Allah loves me. Ali ibn Abdullah Rahman always said that you put khushbu, anything, you put with the intention of Allah Ta'ala. And Nabi Karim said that a person who puts ittar, he must put the ittar with this intention, Ya Allah, I'm doing for your happiness. And you do for Allah Ta'ala, then on a day of Qiyamah, then your body will wake up with food, your body, that the smell will come out more than the mustard. Just because you did for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. So every time when you put ittar, when you put, have this one intention, oh Allah, I'm doing for yourself. I'm doing for yourself. Thereafter, then nothing to happen. Inshallah, then your body will also be wake up from the Qiyamah to even better than Masjid. So what we learn today is intention. Our intention to give someone to you, no matter what you give, you do not say you need something from him. You gave him because for the sake of Allah. Thereafter, Allah can decide. For namaz too, you must read for the sake of Allah. Because we know this much, that so many people on day of Qiyamah, when they come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will say, what you brought from front of me? He say, Ya Allah, I went on jihad.
I went so much and did so much and this and so and that. Allah said, no doubt you did that, but you did not do it for me. Not do it for me. You did it for people. Now you can go and ask them for the favors. You get nothing yet. Likewise, a person in namaz, he's in namaz all the time. He's reading namaz every day, he's namaz, so punctual. He goes to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says, he read namaz. No doubt there's so much namaz, nights upon nights you read namaz. But not this for me. You wanted people to praise you. You got the praise in the world, now you get nothing. Like a person going for Hajj. Now he goes for Hajj, he's telling this is my 15th Hajj and my 17th Hajj. Who asked him that? Because you don't know which Hajj is accepted. But the moment he says this is my 20th Hajj and 15th Hajj, Baba then must know that is not for you. Do something for you that is for Allah Ta'ala. That person goes to say, Allah Ta'ala, you won't even talk about it. The Buzhughal deen, when they read Rajud Namaz, they don't even talk about the Rajud Namaz. They don't say that. Because that's all hidden between him and Allah Ta'ala. So these are things within that. So people going out to jihad also. They go on jihad because the family is troubling me. The friends say, let's go in and out of the problem with people. I'm just saying that. We're not trampling on any intention. Oh, you have to go to problem. You've got a business problem. Don't worry, just go out in Jamaat. Go out there. You'll come right. So if that proper goes there, he come right too. What intention even? What intention? One person is very, very sick. He can like to go out, but you come right. Allah can put him right. What's your intention? That will get. But the intention must be Allah. Maqsood must be Allah. The purpose must be Allah. In every way, the purpose must be Allah. Then inshallah, Allah will barakat in this. And if you do it for 40 days, what I'm telling you to do, like come to the masjid, then say, Allah, I'm coming to meet you. And you make intention of making etikaf. From now, we must make intention. When you come into the masjid, no more talking to anyone. From the door, I'm saying, I'm coming, I'm going to make ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala. I'm going to make ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala. In the road, you don't talk to anyone. You carry on walking, looking down, walking. Control your eyes. I'm going to make ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala. Ziyarat means I'm going to meet Allah Ta'ala. You come to the door, you come quietly, do your thing. You sit around quietly, fearing this much that I can make his ziyarat. It mustn't be I turn away to someone else. So he turn away from me too. And then you do your work quietly, speak to him quietly and go out of it. That person then was known, becomes an intention of etikaf. So many intentions can do. I came, you must say, you came early today. Oh, Alhamdulillah. Let me read the Quran Sharif. That causes, so many benefits in one action too. Like one Buzhu when he came to one masjid, the namaz was delayed. He said, Alhamdulillah, Mehboob Nam Jalli Bulaj. The beloved called me early today. But you know what you and I do? Amen. I had an appointment, man. A business appointment, man. Look what happened to me here now. What happened to me here now? I came early to the mosque. My time wasted now. Inna lillahi. Inna lillahi. What did you say? Oh, my beloved called me early to talk to you. If only you can see like that. That I came early, Alhamdulillah, the mosque. I came early now. Sister, let me open the Quran and read. He's allowing me to listen and read to him too. So if people have this kind of intention, then Allah Ta'ala give them more and more too. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, whatever I've said today, the majlis is more on adjust your intentions. Adjust your intention. Even when you go near your wife too, go with the intention that, Ya Allah, I want to keep away from haram. I want to keep away from haram. So when you go with that intention, Allah will keep away from haram too. Allah then keep haram too. In that way, there's sadqa on that. There's sadqa on that. So may dua Allah Ta'ala me is for Amal Kalil Tawfiq Masjid wa Akhul Da'am Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa Akhul Da'am wa Salat wa Salat. Sallallahu Ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma Rabbana atinna nurana wa afillana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma hasibuna hisab al-yasir. Allahumma nasrul aqwam. Wal ma'afat al-da'imah bil deen wa dunya wal akhirah. Wal fawz bil jannah wal najat. Sallallahu Ta'ala ala kulli sayyidina Muhammad. Thank you.
اللہ تعالیٰ پریشانی دور کر دو اللہ تعالیٰ
سلام کے آگے خیریت
ہے سنا ہے سلام کا بہت نے سلام کا آپ سے دعا بھی کی
you want to go supper, tell him why wait. After supper then you come wait.
I have to eat. Thank you.